Pray for what, Brother Wayne? Calhoun? Calhoun.
Doug Scott.
Doug Scott.
That's Scott. And I guess it's my turn to do it today. And I asked Brother Marco if he wanted to do it, but he said, no way, Jose, so he threw me under the bus. I guess I gotta do it. But I forgot some of my notes, so I'm gonna have to play by ear. Okay.
You want us to ask a lot of questions?
Yeah, that'd be good. Today I want to talk on the city of Bethlehem. You see, Brother Joe, that sounds like a Christmas message. But he's the Lamb of God, right? And Brother Brown said the land are born in the spring, right? So maybe I'm early. And Bethlehem means the house of God's bread. So today I'm gonna need some help. I need a volunteer to read this.
Okay. Let me know when. Go ahead. Bethlehem. The name Bethel. Beth. Beth in the Hebrew word means house. El stands for Elohim, his abbreviation. Elohim means God. Beth, Beth, El, is Elohim, which is God, the house of God, where the bread of life is laid. Elhem, finish it out, bring back your El again with your E means a loaf of bread in the Hebrew.
Can they hear you?
Can y'all hear me on it?
Yeah.
El is God. Elohim. Beth is bread. Beth is house. Then Elohim is bread. What was he? The house of the bread of God. The house of God's bread. House, Beth, Elohim, God.
Good.
See, I'm wondering if something else. Anyone want some reads? Oh, there is Brother Michael. He was supposed to help me. Yeah, Brother Brown explains it. And Salma is the one that founded Bethlehem. I had all my notes, but I don't have the stuff, you know. And he talks about why would the God of heaven pick a small town like Bethlehem to have his son born? So he talks about different people, like Ruth. Well, let's read a scripture first. The one he uses. Chapter 5, verse 2. It says, "By thou." Nobody's got a Bible no more?
Oh, yeah.
You
didn't know where you were. Yeah, you want somebody to read that?
"By thou, Bethlehem, Ephraim, though be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings from everlasting."
And what scripture was that?
Hmm?
What scripture was that?
Micah 5, verse 2. Okay, let's go. Ruth, chapter 4, we start at from 13 to 17. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and he went into her. The Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, who said not, left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it on her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there's a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. Now, he is the father of Jesse and the father of David. So she's kind of going on the lineage of all the people that were born or that were in Bethlehem, you know. Now, why is Bethlehem? Brother Branham said the one that founded it was Caleb's son, whose name was Salmon, and he founded it. The Bible said he was the father of it, which meant he was the founder of Bethlehem. In other words, he must move in there and started some sort of business and commercial and trading and so forth. They grew it up, and later we find out that the real reason of it, that the whole lands were jealous of that little piece of land which lays to the north and east and slopes a little to the south on that spur. And it was the most fertile of all Palestine. It was a corn belt and a wheat belt, and there were great olive orchards and so forth in it, in that part of Bethlehem or Palestine and of Judah, Providence. He also talks about Rahab. And this Rahab, after she was spared, she got all her people and everything that was under the court was saved. Just like when God in Egypt, when it was under the blood was saved, and all was under the scarlet cord was saved, and all under the blood of Jesus is saved. All out from under it, it is lost and is ready for destruction. And we find out now in doing this that we understand by history that she courted some general, I don't know his name right now, in Israel army, and she finally married this man, and they settled up here in this, near this little place, and her son Selma was the one who founded Bethlehem. See, a Gentile is connected with it to begin with, a Gentile, Rahab the harlot. And he begot Boaz, and Boaz was the one who married Ruth, another Gentile, and we're following this lineage now. Ruth, she was a Moabite, and she married Boaz, and came into this little city just in barley season. Oh, we had the time this morning to on that. He says, this is a little off the match. He said, I owe my wife 6 dresses. And God's gifts always find their places, brother. I said, Heavenly Father, it was staggered like the tramp on the street. Nobody had any use for him. The world went right on their foolish celebrations. So, well, they tonight, Lord, but sometimes we feel like that tramp, but we accept a gift. So we pray, Father, that you'll make us a gift of life to this dying world. Many here have raised their hands that they want the gift of God that he had to himself give. His only begotten son came down, became a man. He stooped so low that they didn't even become so low and so humble till he didn't even had a bed to be born in. A cow had to, or a horse or something, had to give up his manger, step aside, an animal. Human beings had gotten so in condition there was. He came down in a manger in a little old cave stable on the side of the hill there in Bethlehem, where Harley's son had found that little city many years ago. He also talks about David. I don't have my notes. So let's go to First Chronicles 11. Ow. Oh my goodness. I'm ready to go now. He talks about David, that he was also born in Bethlehem. I already gave you the lineage. He was born in Bethlehem. And he talks about David when he was out, that Philistines were after him and everybody was after him. Everybody hated him, so he was hiding in caves and everything, you know. So let's read 1 Chronicles 11, start at that 15th verse. And I need help, so we're going to do the responsive reading, right?
Say it again, 1 Chronicles 11.
15. Start at 15. That's what happens when you forget your notes. Now, three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley at Rehob.
And David was there,
and
the host of the Philistines garrisoned.
And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate."
And drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was out of the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord.
All together, and said, "My God forbid that I should do this thing, shall I drink the blood of this man that had put their lives in jeopardy? For the shepherd of their lives, they brought it in there. Therefore, we would not drink it. These things, let's go to Exodus 16. God is the bread of life and the water of life, right?
Yes.
Okay, Exodus 16, let's go to 35 and 36. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, an omer is a tenth part of ephah. Let's go to chapter 17, verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come forth water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the Lord. I got a good one right here. Numbers 20, verse 8.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Dude, I got all day in it.
I think my phone heard you because it comes from Numbers 20. I'm old.
Well, me too, man.
All right, here we go.
Okay, chapter 20, verse 8. Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth, watch this, his water. Mm-hmm. His water.
Mm-hmm.
And I shall bring forth to them water out of the rock, so they shall give the congregation and their beasts drinks. So it's kind of like a different scripture, but he talks about his water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, man couldn't get water out of a rock unless you drilled it.
John 1:29. I already said about this, but John 1:29 said that the next day John seeketh Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. That way you guys don't say I'm doing in Christ's mess, right? Now Bethlehem was one of the smallest cities, and God picked that place for his son to be born. And the devil is a copycat. Everything we do, he does. Okay. Do you guys know what is the smallest country in the world? Anybody know? Huh. It's the Vatican City.
Huh.
It's a country.
Yeah.
It's the smallest country in the world.
It
only 800 people live there. It is one-fifth of a square mile. It's got its own stamps, its own coins, and its own passport. I didn't know it was a country.
I didn't either. And I've been there.
What? He told me that.
I thought I knew it was a city. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Who calls it a country?
Google, honey, Google. I'm kidding. Actually, I read one of Eli's books, Geography, and I found it there. It's a country.
Well, that makes sense.
We take boxes to Harrison Poultry in Bethlehem, Georgia. You guys didn't know we had a Bethlehem in Georgia?
Yes, I told you Bethlehem.
Anyway, they call it a small town under the star. They got a big old pole, they got the big old star hanging up there. And there's only 700 people live there. So I think they have maybe one traffic light. That's what happened when I forget all my notes. Go to Matthew 9, chapter 9. See, 37 and 38. Now we talk about Boaz being the Lord of the harvest. So it's Matthew 9:37-38. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. For Jesus. Thank you. sorry, we had to quit early because I forgot my note. Anybody want to say anything? No? No help from Brother Michael was supposed to help me, but he said no, he wasn't going to help me.
You got anything,
sugar boy? Man, I had tons of stuff, but...
Oh, well, next time.
Yeah. Oh, you guys forgive me this time?
Yeah.
Just this time, though.
Huh?
Just this time.
Don't let it happen again.
I had it in here. I don't know what happened to it.
I know. What happened? Why is he supposed to help
him out? No. I'm not supposed to help him out. No.